Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar. The Haftarah begins, we've spoken about this many times, Baruch Hashem. V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael, says the Navi, the count of b'nei Yisrael will be k'chol hayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. It will be like the sand of the sea, which you cannot count. So the Gemara Yuma asks a question. Gemara Yuma says that this pasuk in the Haftarah begins with the words V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael, implying that b'nei Yisrael do have a number. There is a certain specific number how many yidden there are. And then the pasuk goes on and says Asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, cannot be measured, it cannot be counted. So is it a number which is existing or a non-existing number? So the Gemara answers, Kan bizman she Yisrael oisin ritzarnei shal mokoyim, kan bizman she ein Yisrael oisin ritzarnei shal mokoyim. Depends if the Jewish people are doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now normally, the simple understanding of this Gemara is that when Klai Yisrael do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're beyond the number, we're limitless. However, when B'nai Yisrael chas v'shalem are einon oisin ritzarnei shal mokoyim, then we are limited. We have a mispar. However, the Zubin Magid and other Mefarshim ask a question, Chaim Sandra saw once, asked the Lechaira, there might be an opposite way of learning this Gemara, because the Pasuk first began with V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael, and then went to Asher lo yisafer. So if so, the Gemara's Teret should have been following that specific order and said, Kan bizman she'ein oisim v'tzayin shemokim, kan bizman she'ein oisim v'tzayin shemokim. And it sounds like maybe there's a way to say that the misbar happens when they are oisim v'tzayin shemokim, and the lack of misbar is something negative when they don't do the v'tzayin shemokim. So, Amrit Hashem, we're going to learn today mostly from the Sefer Chaim Sheyesh Behem Adur Tinyana. We're going to add some things to Darkeinu Amrit Hashem. And we begin as follows. We'd like to discuss today the topic of Yichus. A friend of mine, back from Yeshiva, Leiby Indish, told me years ago a story that a Yid went into Ramay Shabik and was asking him about an esrig, and he was draining him a cup about the esrig. Ramay Shabik said, people make a big mistake. They care about the beauty of a girl and the yichus of an esrig. They have to realize it's very important also to care about the beauty of the esrig and the yichus of the girl. So, we're going to speak a little bit, Mirta Shem, today about yichus. We'll begin. The Gemara discusses in Mesechus Becheiros, in the first parak, very famous, interesting story, a dialogue which took place between Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, known as Rabbi Yeshua, and the Saba de Beatune, the wise elders of Athens in Greece. And one of the questions which the Saba de Beatune asked, according to the Medrash's Girsa, Medrash Rabbah's Girsa and Bereshis, is, it said the Saba de Beatune brought out two big cheeses, to Rabbi Yeshua, and they said to him, which cheese comes from a black goat and which cheese comes from a white goat? And Rabbi Yeshua responded by bringing out two eggs. And he said to them, which egg comes from a black chicken and which egg comes from a white chicken? So of course, many, many hesberim. And he brings a mahalach from the Abbeis and Otsirich in the Sefer Chelkis Yaakov, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Heller, who says the following hesber. Says the Saba de Beatuna looked at Rabbi Yeshua and said, we understand that you Jews talk a lot about yichus, right? The whole Bamidbar numbers is speaking about our yichus to our fathers. Rashi says, Vayiskialdu al Mishpachais, and Rashi says, beginning of the parasha, they brought the books of yichus. And Hashem in the Medrash goes on and praises Klai Yisrael's yichus. So they said as follows. They said, we have two pieces of cheese. One cheese came from a white goat. One key cheese came from a black goat. And what's the difference? They're both cheeses. Who cares what they came from? Who cares what its history was? They're both going to taste the same. That's what the Goyim were telling Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, you are right. If it's just about eating a piece of cheese, there's no difference. However, when it comes to an egg, and an egg is going to produce another generation of chickens, over there there's a big nafkamina. If it came from a black one, then this egg, if you put a chick on it and let it hatch, it will be a black chicken. If it comes from a white one, it will be white, which means that when it comes to generations, the past will affect the future. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua was coming to teach. So yes, of course, when you're eating a cheese, there's no difference. But when you're speaking about building dairis, yichus can affect it very much. Now, even though yichus is so important, and the Torah begins speaking about yichus, we're going to show today in the shir that the yichus on its own is actually not worth anything. It needs to have something added in front of it, and that is, you have to have a self-value. I once saw in a Bishash, it's a famous verb, but I once saw in the Bishash, and I would love if someone would let me know where it is, because I don't remember. Bishash, back of the Gemara summary, writes that Yichus is like a bunch of zeros. It's worth nothing. Your father, your grandfather, your babe, your great-grandmother, great-grandfather, it's worth nothing. It's a bunch of zeros. Unless, says the Bishash, you put a number one in front of it. Unless if you have value, self-value, you worked on yourself also, then all those zeros add, and now you become from just being a one to being a 10 or 100 or a million, depending on how many zeros you are. So yichus is worth something if you also make yourself into it. I think that the aside of everything that we're going to be saying today in Rit Hashem is of a Feirish Gemara in Menachos. Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amr Le Rabbanan the Rab Preda, the Rabbanan told Rabbi Preda, Azariah Bar Breda Rab Avtulis, Azariah, who is a son of Rav Avtulis, he's a grandson of Rav Avtulis, to Asiri le Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who was 10 generations from Rav Elazar ben Azariah, to who Asiri le Ezra, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is 10 generations from Ezra, Koy above is by the door. So Rabbanan told Rabbi Preda, this is great miyuchas dik, a big huge tzaddik at the door. Amalahus, he said to them, Maikuli hai, who cares? What are you telling me about his yichas for? Ibar Uryan Hu, if he's a Ben Tari Yoi, great. Vibar Avain Ubar Yaun Yoe Vioi, and then if his father and his grandfather are all also Tamina Chachamim, so Gavaldik, it all adds in. Vibar Avain Vilav Bar Uryan, but if his father was Chashiv, but he's not a Ben Tari, Isha Techale, which literally means fire should consume him. It's worse. The Eitz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov explains that a yichus is a koyach inside a person. And if he himself is a positive ben Torah, it will make him better. But if chas v'shalom, he doesn't have that, then it's much, much worse. It could destroy him having all the yichus. It can bring out the worst in him. Mashal has another gears in this Gemara. Instead of saying, Eish Teichle, he says, Ima Teichle, which means his mother, Ima Teichle, should die childless. In other words, he should die. She should be considered not having a child. The Mashal explains, because he doesn't have the yichus of Aisyaldo Amashbachaisam Lavesavaisam. He's not connecting to it. What's it worth without it? This is amazing Gemara as Akdama to what we're going to say now from the Sefer Chaim Sheishbahim. Again, Gemara Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel, Mun Aleph. So a few Marim and Kaimis over some beautiful stuff. And then we're going to Mirta Shem go back and explain the pasuk in the Haftarah after we give just a few more little ideas. The Oil of Sephraim himself in the Sefer Kliyokar al Torah, beginning of the parsha, when it says, Ish Roish Leves Avais Avahu, asks, why does it say Ish Roish Leves Avais Avahu? Should just say, every person was the head of his family. What's who? So look, the Oil of Sephraim, the Halakha Kliyokar, he says, who means he has to be a Baal Meyuchas. He has to have something special. Otherwise, what's he worth? So what if he comes from a chash of a family? There was a famous story when the Mizritch Magid was a little boy, 8 years old. His house burned down. And his mother was crying very much. And the Mizritch Magid said to his mother, it doesn't pass for you to cry so much for our home being burnt. Something more going on. She said, you're right, my son. Your father, all of a shalom, had a shtar, a document, which testified his yichus all the way back to the Nesiim, to Yehuda Anasi, and of course further back to David HaMelech. And that was burnt in the fire. I'm crying about that. So he said, Mother, don't worry. The yichus will begin again with me, a new yichus. and of course the whole base regime and other tzaddiki Elyon all came from the Halig Gemetz Shemagid, who was Talmud of the Pnei Yeshua and later a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So very nice to come from Yichus, but it's more chashev to have self Yichus, to be able to begin Yichus. He brings from Simcha Bunim Ehrenfeld from Mattesdorf, who said a remez, a chassidish remez in the pasuk, achash ayoichal lechol nefesh, hu levada yasa lachem. When it comes to nefesh sticker things, ruchi sticker things, hu levada yasa lachem, it's really totally all in who, in himself. He has to be someone that is special. The Madani Asher says, Chazal say, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, afal pi shenichlu avaysav sefer Torah, even if your forefathers, your fathers, left you a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichta mishaloi, it's still a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. It says, even if they left you a legacy of Torah, and of mitzvahs, and mitzvahs, tovis, but you have to still write your own Torah, you have to become your own person. And now, we'll share with you two stories of two Gedolim, who did not come from any famous Gedolim. The Gogolmi Minsk, Rabbi Yeruchim Leib, from Minsk, was the son of a simple tailor. And he was once sitting in front of two other Talmidei Chachamim, who unfortunately were showing off. And one of them said, my father is a Chayin Levracha, said this and this Kasha, and this and this Teretz. So this guy stood over from his father. And the other one says, oh, my Tate is a Chayin Levracha, big Tzaddik, stood over this and this and this and that. And they were trying to make the Gadol Minsk feel a little bit lowly. So the Gadol Minsk answered, he said, my father taught me something too. He taught me that when you take an old garment and you turn it inside out and put some new stitches on it, it's not called a garment. You have to go along and have a new garment for it to be worth something. And he was hinting to them that it's not enough that your sons have gedolim from generations before. You have to be self-made also. Everybody knows the Velt says, right? We'll add the Velt says, L'kei Avram, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov. The reason why we say L'kei over and over again is to say the Yitzchak Avinu, besides being a son of Avraham Avinu, he also came to his own amazing Akara and had a keshet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own special way. There's a story also with the Halaga Avinezer. So I can't be the Avinezer, because that wouldn't be right. His father was a big, huge, famous... So the Ostrovtser, I'm sorry. The Ostrovtser. Rabbi Chil married up to the Goyin Yisrael, the one who has all those famous mathvarts. Mary and Yisrael, amazing, amazing Talmud Chacham, genius, entire, big, big, huge tzaddik. The Ostrovtser's father was someone who made bagels. And he would work with his mother early morning baking bagels, and he would go to the shuk and sell them in different towns. He would go travel to other towns and sell them. And then he would spend the afternoon learning Mishnayis, a little bit Gemara and Shul. And the Ostrovtser's mother would go to Ezra's Nashim and say to Hillim that out they should have a holy son, and they were Zoyche. And one time, a whole bunch of big tzaddikim were sitting around, and some of them, maybe each of them, were saying something to shame their father. They weren't trying to show off. It's not as bad as the first story. Everybody says something from their father. And it came to Ostrovtser's turn. He said, my father told me better to have fresh baked goods than old baked goods. Right? Fresh tastes better. And therefore you have to make sure that you have the hischaskus, hischachus. It's not enough to just rely on where you come from. You have to go along and say, Gevaldik, like we said from that Gemara and Menachis. Very good. You come from something special. But you have to go along and make sure that you're continuing. Brings the Sefer Melechas Machshava says that there was once a Chacham who was showing off, and he said, oh, I come from such a great, great family. This guy wasn't anything special. And a Chacham told him back and said, yes, you are the end of a great line of Yichus, but I am the beginning of a new line of Yichus. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, listen to this Remez from the Melechas Machshavas, I'll pee this. Someone is Meshech Hazara, schlepping the Zera, schlepping the children from the previous generations. That's all he is. It's just latching on to previous generations and not doing anything about it himself. We can cry about it. However, someone who picks up from himself and works on it himself also, that's Gevaldik. That's something to sing about. But to just be schlepping on from the past, That's not going to be worth so very much. Here, very chassidish now, Ramayim Prem Mishlan said a remez, Nosai from next week's parasha, Nosai is Rosh b'nei Gershon in Gam Heim Levesa Vosam Mishbechosam. So he says, Nosai, you want to choose a leader. Listen to this, Mamash Chassidish Vart. Nosai is Rosh, you want to choose a leader. B'nei, if they're just sons of the previous generation, but they're not quality on themselves, Gershoin, be megarsh them, get rid of them. But Gamhem lebeis avoisam, Gamhem, if they're also a continuation from the previous generation, they're also going in the same mahalach, they're learning Torah, they're mischazik, they have their own yichas also, they're lebeis avoisam mishpachoisam, then the beis avoisam will help the mishpacha further. That's from our mayor, Prem Mishlaner. The first Bajas Rabbi said, when Rashi says, Ikra told the same Shal Sadiqim, Maisim Tayyim, means to say, the Ikra told the same Shal Sadiqim, the fact that you're told us of Sadiqim, you come from Sadiqim, but the main thing about it is, no, do you have Maisim Tayyim? Are you working on it yourself? If you're continuing with it yourself, Gevaldik. Otherwise, not worth very much. Let's go back now, based on what we said, to the Haftarah. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's the Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu. And the Dubin and Magid explains those psukim. Pasuk says in Haftarah of Nachamu, Kol Kairei Bamidbar. There's a voice calling out in the Midbar, Panu Derech Hashem, clear the way, everyone's coming back from Golus. Let everyone walk through the Midbar back to Eretz Yisrael. Kol Gei Yinasei, V'chol Har V'Givu Yishpalu. Any valley will be lifted up to accommodate and allow everybody to walk. V'chol Har V'Givu Yishpalu, every high mountain will be lowered to allow everybody to walk. V'hoyahe akayv lemisher, any crooked ways will become straight. Says Abdul Ben Magid, you know why the crooked ways need to become straight? Because it's so much easier to walk, and so much easier to come back. When you look across, even if it's far away, you can see it, but it's not blocked by jungle or by forest. As long as you know, I see it, it's not a twisted way, maybe distant, but I'm connected to it. Memela, that is the Hezbar and the Haftarah. We could say, V'hoya Mispar B'nei Yisrael, when they're oisim mitzvah yishomakim, they have a mispar, meaning to say they connect to the past. All those numbers of generations relate to them because they're connected. There's nothing blocking. They're still going in the ways of their forefathers, and therefore that mispar all adds up to them. They're connected to it. That's kan oisim mitzvah yishomakim v'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael. But if chas v'shalom ain oisim mitzvah yishomakim, then lo yimai v'lo yisofer remez. They're not connected to those numbers. They're not connected to all those great generations. You want to be connected. You want to be connected to the generations of your wonderful grandparents, great-grandparents, Rebbeim, and previous generations. You have to make sure that you have that wonderful self-value, the yichus atzmi, besides the yichus from the past. We should be zoiche, to be connected, like Rashi says, we said at the beginning in the parsha, that vayisgaldo amish b'chaisam, they all brought and showed their yichus, meaning they showed that not just their yichus was, that they had self yichus, and they were connected. And then, of course, it's all very beautiful when all the yichus comes together. Have a good Shabbos.